crime so horrific that it's not even a crime. I've always envisioned that a most glorious grand finale to great unpleasantness. Whether the final verdict was death, Laura Banner or two, a wrist slap and a who cares fine, a just don't do it again warning, or a kiss old Roy on his ass and apologize forever doubting him. Whatever. Sure, there was one hell of a jock eligibility scam running for give or take 20 years. Sure, Swofford, Bedour, et al. Were either dumber than dirt and or permanently drunk on Carolina Way wine, or probably both. Sure, Roy knew, Fats Thomas knew, everybody knew. Sure. But O.J. did it, too, and Bill Clinton did have sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I am more shocked when bad guys are punished than when they walk away laughing over the myth that crime doesn't pay. Yeah, right. The way this is finaleing is like a Bobby Ewing shower scene from Dallas. A crime so horrific that we don't even have a law against it. So Hannibal Lecter walks into a kindergarten and eats all the children. A SWAT team pours in and finds Hannibal sitting in the middle of the floor with blood and entrails all over him, picking his teeth, and a smug smile. "You're under arrest," the SWAT leader says. "For what?" asks Hannibal. "For eating a kindergarten class." "Is there a law against doing that?" "Sure, of course, there must be." "I beg to differ, officer. And until you show me the law I have broken, my fancy lawyers and I are walking out that door. Call me in a year or so if you find that law," says Lecter as he walks free. But, mutters the NCAA SWAT guy. Slow forward to a year or two later. NCAA SWAT guy calls Hannibal. Ring, ring. "Hello, Hannibal Lecter speaking." "Mr. Lecter, this is the NCAA guy. You were correct, sir. There is no specific law against eating a kindergarten class, so we're dropping that charge. However, we are fining you $25 for trespassing. So there." "Well, let's lower it to 20, and I'll have my fancy lawyer drop a check in the mail. You have a nice day, gentlemen." Hannibal checks his watch. It's lunchtime. He heads over to the local Rotary Club. Turns out there's no law against eating Rotarians either. Burp. I absolutely appreciate the unbelievableness of any of this from an ABCer's point of view. Watching O.J., Bill Clinton, and now UNC Athletics skip merrily out the door as free as birds. Running a 20-year-old jock eligibility scam, enabling academically unqualified student-athletes to be able to play basketball and football while making a mockery of an overtly overproud academic institution, and there is no rule against that. Excuse me, Monty Python. I have a screenplay for your next movie. All right, about the only thing item left on the to-do list is how to dispose of Sylvia Hatchell. The short list has it down to 1, beheading Sylvia by the old well, 2, burning Sylvia at the stake in Polk Place, 3, cramming Sylvia down a wood chipper at midcourt of Carmichael Auditorium. Mark Emmert will then send Bubba a citation for the $50 fine for burning a scapegoat without a permit or operating a wood chipper indoors. This file will then be closed, and Emmert's goons can go back to nailing Division III schools for using lead paint on their goalpost. And with TGU finally done, will Chancellor Chihuahua turn her extraordinary executive management skills to modifying those ding-dong pee walls to accommodate trigendered dwarf amputees? See you later.